أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله كما هو أهله، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد. محمد وعجل فرج وللطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. دعاء في امام الزمان. Everybody pray this out loudly with me. إلهي عزم البلاء وبرح الخفاء وانكشف الغطاء وانقطع الرجاء وزاقت الأرض ومنعت السماء وأنت المستعان وإليك المشتكى وعليك المعول في الشدة والرخاء. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أولي الأمر الذين فرضت علينا طاعتهم وعرفتنا بذلك منزلتهم، ففرج عنا بحقهم فرجا عاجلا قريبا كلمح البصر او هو قرب. Everybody loudly. يا محمد يا علي يا علي يا محمد يا علي يا علي. اكفياني فإنكما كافيان وانصراني فإنكما ناصران. مولانا يا صاحب الزمان الغاص الغاص أدركني أدركني الساعة الساعة العجل 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 يا أرحم الراحمين بحق محمد وآله الطاهرين. صلوات. Please again recite Allahu's salawat. Muhammad wa'ajjil farajahum. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kitabihi al-majid wa shamsi wa duhaha wal qamari idha talaha wal nahari idha jallaha wal layli idha yaghshaha والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طهاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صلاة على محمد وآل محمد. وعجل فرض. Dear brothers and sisters, inshallah, in these 10 nights, we are going to talk on the first two verses and the verse number 9 and 10. First, وَالشَّمْسِ وَزُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. God Almighty is saying, by the sun. Shams is an Arabic word, which means sun. By the sun and its noor, its brightness, its light, and by moon. Qamar is, again, Arabic word, which means moon. And by the moon, and as the moon follows the sun. It's lovely. The verses are saying, there is a sun, and it is a very great noor, and there is a moon which follows the sun. So do you know what did the Mufassirin inform us? What did the explainers of Quran inform us? They said here in this verse, Shams means Rasulullah Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sun is Prophet, peace be upon him. And who is the moon? Who is following the sun? The narrators say, the explainers say, the moon is Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. What does it mean? Means Rasulullah is the nur, is the light for guidance for the whole universe. And Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is a real follower of Prophet, peace be upon him. So now if you want to achieve success in your life, if you want to become happy in your life, you should follow Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, because Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is a real follower of Prophet, peace be upon him. This is what Prophet, peace be upon him, said. They know, follow Ali ibn Abi Talib as he is my real follower. Just go and see in the history. Inshallah, in these nights, every day, I'll try to quote some lovely stories, some historical points, which are showing us that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib has followed the Prophet very well. That is a lovely historical proof that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib even followed the Prophet in sitting on the pulpit. This is pulpit, we say mimbar. There are different seats, seat number one, seat number two, seat number three on the pulpit. So it's been narrated that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib came and sat on the same seat where the Prophet used to sit. It's lovely. You know, after the Prophet, a few rulers came in power. Ruler number one, when he came in power, he said, I will not sit on the seat of the Prophet. For example, this is the seat of the Prophet. He said, no, I'm not going to sit on the seat of the Prophet where Prophet used to sit. Rather, I will sit on the second seat after the seat of the Prophet. So he sat on the second seat. When the second ruler came, he said, no, I'm not going to sit on the seat of the Prophet. I'm not going to sit on the seat of the first ruler. I will sit on the third seat after the Prophet. And when the third ruler came, he also said, I'm not going to sit on the seat of the Prophet. I'm not going to sit on the seat of the first ruler, neither on the second ruler's seat. I will sit on the third seat. Now when Imam Ali's time came and Imam Ali became the caliph, people were thinking he will sit after the third ruler. But the whole people saw Imam Ali stepped on the one, Imam Ali stepped on the second, Imam Ali stepped on the third, and he went and sat on the same chair where Prophet used to sit. And then Imam Ali said, Al-yawmu raja'a al-haqqu ala makanihi. Today the right thing has come back on its place. This is what Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib used to do, following the Prophet in everything. And now when Imam Ali sat on the pulpit, on the chair of the Prophet, on the seat of the Prophet, so you know, people started whispering, saying, hey, look at Ali ibn Abi Talib. You know, all other rulers who came before Imam Ali, they did not sat on the seat of the Prophet. Why Ali ibn Abi Talib is sitting on the seat of the Prophet? So Imam Ali said, what are you saying, O people? This is ordinary place. This is a seat of the Prophet. I am Ali ibn Abi Talib. Recognize me. I'm the one who has sat on the shoulders of Prophet. We all know that Imam Ali sat and stood up on the shoulders of Prophet by the order of Prophet. Now some people come and say, they object and they say, hey, what are you saying? Imam Ali is sitting on the shoulders of Prophet? Imam Ali is standing on the shoulders of Prophet? Oh, you know, they want to insult Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. And they say that, you know, this is wrong. It shouldn't be like this. So first of all, the answer is this, that it was by the order of Prophet. Imam Ali did not go by himself. You know the story, when Prophet came to Makkah, he broke all the idols, but there was a very big idol which was on the top. So Prophet could not break it. So Prophet asked Ali ibn Abi Talib, "Ya Ali, come on my shoulders and go and break that idol." So now some people object that, you know, how can it be possible that Imam Ali came and stepped on the shoulders of Prophet, who sat on the shoulders of Prophet? Now the answer is this. First of all, it was by the order of the Prophet himself. The second thing, Prophet is saying, Aliyun minni wa ana minhu. Ali is from me and I'm from Ali. And Prophet is saying, ana wa Aliyun min nurin wahid. Me and Ali are from one nur. Me and Ali are from one light. Now let me give you an example. There is a Quran. If you put another Quran on that, will anybody object? If there are 10 Qurans, if you put 11th Quran on it, will anybody object? No. One Quran on another Quran. So Prophet and Imam Ali are the same nur. So why do they object? There is one nur on another nur. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Wa'ajjil. Look, Imam Ali is real follower of Prophet. He's following in everything. Inshallah, in the next night I'll mention some other historical proof that Imam Ali followed the Prophet in Prophet's knowledge, in Prophet's wisdom, in Prophet's hikmah, in Prophet's ilm, in everything. Imam Ali was the real follower of the Prophet. That's what Prophet said, "Oh people, if anybody wants successful life, just follow Ali ibn Abi Talib. Just see what Ali ibn Abi Talib is doing and do the same what Ali ibn Abi Talib is doing. And now listen what is Ali ibn Abi Talib teaching and informing you." Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is teaching us. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is saying, if you want a successful life, if you want a happy life, if you want a joyful life, Imam is saying, khayrul nufusi azkaha. If you want a successful life, successful person is the one who was able to change his bad habit. And this is what the last two verses, 9th and 10th, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. These two verses are also informing the same thing. That successful is the one who was able to change his bad habits. And failure is the one who was not able to change his bad habits. Now, this is a question from you all, brothers and sisters. How many bad habits do we have? And how many times did we try to change ourselves? You know, just everybody thinks about himself. Okay, last year, for example, I did not have bad habits. And for example, this year I have such and such bad habits. Or last year I had such and such good habits. For example, last year in 2010, I used to pray midnight prayers, but I'm not praying now. Or for example, last year I used to backbite. I'm not backbiting now. That's good. You know, there should be difference between the Shia, the Husseini, the Mu'min of 2011 and 2012. 2012 is coming, yeah, in a few days' time. So what is the difference between Shia of 2011 and Shia of 2012? If you are the same, then you are failure. If you are good, improving. Last year you were not praying midnight prayer, but you have developed the good habit of midnight prayer. This year you are praying midnight prayers. What does it mean? It means you are going to be successful. You know, every time there are new things in the world, you just see in the, you know, cars, every time they are bringing new models, you know, iPhone, in 2007 they started a very primary model, and now they have, every year they are developing new model, 4, 3GS, 4, 4S, and maybe they want to bring iPhone 5. Every time they are bringing new models, don't they? The cars are bringing new models, every time, every company, every mobile, every company is bringing new models. There is difference between iPhone in 2010, 2011, and 2012. Now what isn't, there shouldn't be any difference between Shia of 2010, 2011, and 2012. If I'm the same, then I'm loser. Then I'm failure. But yes, if I'm, you know, 3G, 3GS, 4, 4S, I'm developing. I'm getting something, very, very, very lovely things. Means I'm successful. But if I'm just saying, you know, I have the same bad habits, not only I have the same bad habits, rather I'm increasing and developing many other bad habits. I'm not only not improving good habits, rather I'm improving bad habits. This means I'm really failure. Really I'm failure. If you want to be successful, now Allah is saying, Imam Ali is saying, follow Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّى. Successful is the one who was able to change his bad habits. And failure is the one who was not able to change his bad habits. Let's just stop thinking.
How important is this topic? Why did I select this topic? Because it just, you see your life, my life, our life, Muslim, Christian, Jew, any Hindu, Sikh, anybody, our life, human beings' life is nothing but set of habits. It's a lovely point. Remember it. And we'll write down all these points. At the, inshallah, last speech, we will have summary competition. Anybody among the brothers and sisters who will summarize my whole 8 to 9 speeches, we have 2 gifts for brothers and 2 gifts for the sisters. So, you know, just don't listen and forget it. These programs, these majalis, are not just to come and just listen and forget. Rather, these majalis are to come here and listen and remember and try to implement those good things which we listen and learn on our lives. Let's start writing in your minds. If you have pen and paper, write it on pen and paper. And anybody, inshallah, who's successful, he will bring the summary for me, inshallah, on the 8th or 9th speech, on the last speech. So 2 winners from brothers, 2 winners from sisters. Inshallah, anybody who brings the summary of my whole speeches, the age range is 7 to 19. So anybody in this age range, inshallah, he can write the summary, start writing the summary. And inshallah, he'll get the gift. So, now, our life is nothing. My life is nothing. Your life is nothing. Just set of habits. If you just go and see in your life, you are really nothing. Just habits. Good habits or bad habits. And now listen to this lovely research. It's, you know, not ordinary research. A great research. The greatest research in the field of psychology. After thousands of experiments, after 100 years of research, now psychology is giving us a lovely, a very lovely, a very important point. What's that? Write this lovely point. Psychology is saying, after thousands of experiments, after 100 years research, that 95%, not 1, not 10, not 20, 95% of what you achieve, 95% of what you lose is a result of your habits. Lovely. Just imagine everything you've achieved. Oh, I achieved, for example, such this A, B, C, X, Y, Z. I achieved so many things. It's because of your good habits. And just imagine anything you have lost in your life. That is also because of your habits. So 95% of your success is because of habits, and 95% of your failure is again because of your habits. I want to share a lovely story with you, that if you just had one bad habit, you know, not 10s or 20s or 30s, just one bad habit, you can harm yourself and others. This lovely story of a woman. She had a very bad habit. She had the bad habit of envy, jealousy, hasad. Any bad habit is dangerous. The woman had the bad habit of hasad, envy, jealousy. With who? With her husband. That's really dangerous. Especially if a woman has hasad with her husband, then the life is really in problems. Anyhow, the woman had the bad habit of hasad, envy, jealousy with her husband. Now, it's a kind of a story. It's not a real story. It's a kind of joke. But to teach us something very important. Once, the woman was playing in the jungle, in the forest. And she saw that a cat is drowning. And she went and she saved the cat. Now, when the woman saved the cat said, "Thank you very much that you saved my life. Now, because you have saved my life, I want to fulfill your 3 wishes." That's great. You know, if you get chance, somebody will fulfill your 3 wishes. What are your wishes? The woman said, "Really? Yes." So the woman started saying, "My first wish..." The cat said, "Stop, stop." The woman said, "What do you mean? Now you said, if I tell you my 3 wishes, you'll fulfill my 3 wishes. And now you're stopping me." The cat said, "Okay, no, no. Your 3 wishes are fulfilled. But there's a condition in that." "What's the condition?" The cat said, "Anything you ask for yourself, your husband will get 10 times more than that." Now she had the bad habit of hasad, bad habit of envy with the husband.
And the woman said, that's difficult, but okay, not a big deal. So, what are your wishes? The woman said, my first wish is that I become the prettiest woman of the world. The cat said, hey, the cat warned the woman, if you become the prettiest woman of the world, your husband will become 10 times more handsome than you. She said, no problem. Okay, it's up to you, you know, your wishes. What is your second wish? The woman said, my second wish is that I become the richest woman of the world. Again, the cat said, now be careful. If you become the richest woman of the world, your husband will become 10 times more wealthy and richer than you. Okay, not a big deal. Now, she had the bad habit of hasad. Listen, what is your third wish? She said, my third wish is that I get minor heart attack. What does it mean? It means my husband will get 10 times more than that. And he will die and I'll get all of his money. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Just one bad habit. Bad habit of hasad. Bad habit of envy. Bad habit of jealousy. She was ready to harm herself. You know, minor heart attack is not a joke even. But you know, I'm ready to get a minor heart attack, so my husband gets 10 times more than me, so he'll get the very, very severe heart attack. Finished. So one bad habit can destroy you, and because of one bad habit, you can destroy others. It's very important. And you've heard that 95% of what I achieve, what you achieve, is because of our habits. And now I want to share a lovely philosophical point. What does philosophy say about habits? You know, I'm not just sharing this point just to you listen and you enjoy and go back. Please remember. And inshallah, on the last speech, on the last program, I'll ask anybody who will bring the summary, the good summary, two winners from brothers, two winners in sister. So don't forget. Remember these lovely points. Psychology is saying 95% of what you achieve is because of habits. 95% of what you lose because of habits. And now what is philosophy saying? Philosophy, Aristotle is a great philosopher. Definitely you all know Aristotle. Aristotle was a great philosopher. And according to some narration, he was a prophet. You know, some people came from Rome to Prophet, peace be upon him, and they were talking about Aristotle without paying any respect to him. So Prophet said, respect Aristotle, he was one of the prophets. So Aristotle, according to some narration, he was a prophet. And some people say he was not a prophet. Anyhow, he was a prophet or not, he was a great philosopher. And today, you know the election system, the democracy which we see in all over the world? This was theory of Aristotle. So today all the world is, you know, living on the theory of Aristotle. Is happy on the theory of Aristotle. Anyhow, he was a great philosopher, he was a prophet, anything. He is saying a very, very lovely point about habits. Where does habits start from? And where does habits end to? Very lovely points. Please remember. Aristotle says, everything in your life, it starts with a belief. Aqidah. You know. And this belief is not about your belief about oneness of God, about prophet of the prophet, about the imamah of the imam. No, no. They are also your aqid. But this belief, Aristotle, means something else. Your belief about how to live, where to live. For example, you believe that if I live in Toronto, I'll be happier. Or some people believe that if we live in Montreal, if we live in Calgary, we are more successful, for example. You all are youth. You believe, for example, that if I study science, I become a scientist, I become a doctor, I become an engineer, so I'm successful. This is your belief. So the first thing in your life is your belief. When you have a belief, what does come after your belief? Lovely point. Aristotle says, when you have a belief, you have thoughts after that. For example, you believe that if you study medical, if you study science, if you study engineering, so you'll be successful. This is your belief. This is your aqidah. Now, based on your belief, the thoughts comes in your mind. You start thinking, oh, if I want to become a doctor, what should I do? What should I study?
How should I study? Or if you believe that I have to become a businessman, so you start thinking, what business should I start to be successful? What business should I do? What should I do? What should I don't do? What should I wait? So you start thinking. Now the first thing in your life is your, what? Belief. The second thing, thoughts. What does come after thoughts? Aristotle is saying, after thoughts, feelings come in your life. Lovely point. After thinking, for example, you are thinking about your loved one, your mother, your father, your son, your grandmother, your friend. When you are thinking about your loved ones, so you know you have the feeling of love, don't you? When your mother, for example, has gone to Pakistan, India, somewhere, Ziyarat, and you are alone here, you are thinking about your mother, you think about your father, the feeling of love come in your life. And when you're thinking about your enemies, you know, you start hating, and you know, the feelings of hatred come in your life. Belief, thoughts, and then feeling. And when feelings come in your life, do you know what this come after the feelings? After the feeling, for example, you have the feeling of love for Imam Hussein. The feeling of love brought you here to the speech. You have feeling of love for your father or mother. You go and hug your mother or father. So feelings want action. When you have feeling, it wants action. After feeling, action comes in your life. Belief, thoughts, feeling, then action. Any action? Repeating any action for 1, 2, 10, 20 times makes what? Habits. So look, where is it starting from? With a belief, then thoughts, then feeling, then action. Repeating any action makes your habit, and your habits make your character. Very important. It's going very, very, very dangerous if you had bad belief, bad thoughts, bad feelings, bad action, bad habits, and then bad character. Just go and see in Karbala. I don't have to explain anything. Ibn Sa'd, he was one of those people who was friend of Imam Hassan. By friend, I mean he was one of those people who came to Imam Hassan and he said, Ya Imam Hassan, give us permission, we go and fight with Muawiyah. Ibn Sa'd with his father, he came to Imam Hassan and he said, Oh Imam Hassan, just we want your permission, just permit us that we could go and fight with Muawiyah. Imam Hassan did not permit him. So he was a good guy, supportive of Imam Hassan. The same Ibn Sa'd is coming and killing Imam Hussein. Now, is his character good character or bad? Bad, of course. So why his character became bad while he was one of those people who was supporter of Imam Hassan? Because of bad habit. He had the bad habit of love of government. He wanted to become the governor of Ray, the governor of Tehran. So Ibn Ziyad told him, if you kill Imam Hussein, okay, you can become the governor of Ray. So because of one bad habit, bad character. Shimmer! In battle of Safin, he was on the side of Imam Ali and fighting Muawiyah. Surprising! And he's cutting the head of Imam Hussein. And then he sat on the chest of Imam Hussein. Do you know what did Imam Hussein asked him? Imam Hussein said, Shame, don't you know me? Who am I? Yeah, I know you. You are son of maybe Zahra. You are son of Imam Ali. You are grandson of Prophet. And you are Hussein. And he knew who is Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein said, so why are you killing me? He said, because Yazid will give me money. So he had the bad habit of love of money. That's why he killed Imam Hussein. Allahu Akbar. So bad habits, bad character. Again starting, everything is start with a belief, then thoughts, then action, then, now, belief, then thoughts, then feeling, then action, repeating action, habit, then habits, set of habits, complex of habits, your character, and your character makes your destiny. Where is it starting from, and where is ending to? you know, maybe we think, oh, it's something ordinary. But if you had bad belief, bad thoughts, bad feeling, bad action, bad habits, then bad character, then bad destiny. This is what I talked about, the importance of habit. Inshallah, every night I'll try to talk a little bit about the importance of habit. And then, how can we change our bad habits? You know, I want to change my bad habits. I am, alhamdulillah, Shia of 2012. 2012 is on the way. So there should be changes in me from last year to this year. So I want to change my bad habits. I have the bad habit of backbiting. How can I change? I have the bad habit of looking towards namaram. How can I change? I have the bad habit of listening to music. How can I change? I have the bad habit of this. So inshallah, if we had enough time, inshallah, I'll try to talk at least about some bad habits and then how to get rid of those bad habits, inshallah. And if I had time, inshallah, I want to also talk on another subject, and that is free attacks of devil worshippers on Muslims, especially on Shias. If I had, inshallah, enough time, just I'll summarize those free attacks, and then, inshallah, tomorrow I'll try to continue. Devil worshippers today are trying to attack on us on our three things. One of them is muhabbat of Ahlul Bayt. Devil worshippers are trying to take out muhabbat of Ahlul Bayt from our hearts. And inshallah, I'll explain tomorrow why they are trying to do this. Today, devil worshippers are trying to finish love of Ahlul Bayt from our hearts. Today, devil worshippers are trying to just destroy the love of Ahlul Bayt in the hearts of Shias, in the hearts of Muslims. This is the first attack. The second attack is on our aqa'id, on our beliefs. As you've heard, you know, everything starts with a belief. So they are trying to attack on our aqa'id, on our beliefs. Either spoil them or just destroy them. You know, by saying there's no God. Me as a Muslim who believes there is a God, what proof do I have? Is it there is no God? The world was created by a big bang. Oh, you know, these kind of objections. Oh, they say, you know, the Prophet is not infallible. Na'uzu billah, he can commit sins. Na'uzu billah. Oh, for example, they say, you know, if you Imam of your time, Imam al-Mahdi abdullah ta'ala faraj al-shayt salat al-Muhammad wa al-Muhammad. If the Imam of your time is alive, so what proof do you have? How can a man live for more than 1,000 years? You know, and many other objections on wahdat, on tawheed, on nubuwat, on imamat, just to destroy, spoil our aqa'id. So inshallah, we have to try to defend our beliefs. So inshallah, I will also talk about this subject and the third attack. The first attack on muhabbat of Ahlul Bayt, on love of Ahlul Bayt, which is in our heart. They are trying to finish love of Ahlul Bayt from our heart. The second attack is on our aqa'id, on our beliefs, to spoil our belief. The third attack is on our akhlaq. They want to spoil our akhlaq. The devil worshippers, to control us, they want to spoil our akhlaq. Do you know why? Because they know if Shias, if Muslims have love of Ahlul Bayt, it will save them from sins. If they had right aqidah, right belief, it will save them from bad deeds. And if they had akhlaq, they can attract the whole humanity towards themselves. By akhlaq, you can attract people. You know the lovely, famous story of Imam Hassan alayhi wasalam, salat al Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. That a man from Syria came and insulted Imam. Imam's akhlaq attracted him. You all know that story. Imam, instead of fighting with him, was very kind to him. So the devil worshippers, they found out that if Muslims' akhlaq was very good, Islam is the best religion, it could attract many people towards themselves. So they are saying spoil their akhlaq. Like how? Like Muslims, they have Muslim names, Muhammad, Fatima, Zainab, Ali, Hassan. But if you look at their character, no, they don't have the character of Imam Ali. The woman's name is Zainab, but if you see her character is not like Bibi Zainab. Why? This is the attack of devil worshippers to spoil us. Man's name is Abbas, but his character is not like Hazrat Abbas. Maybe his character is like X, Y, Z. I don't want to take the names. So this is the third attack. So inshallah, overall, this was the introduction for my inshallah next lecture. First inshallah, we are going to start from the Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, how he followed the Prophet, peace be upon him. And after that, we are going to talk about the habits, how important the habits in our life, and how can we change our bad habits. And then inshallah, if we had enough time, we'll talk about those three attacks of devil worshippers on us to destroy us, to finish us, inshallah. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Muhammad wa'ajjil fardhim. Today, if you're not tired, I wanted to mention just one more point about how can we change our bad habits. What do you think? Are you tired or should I continue? Okay, if you are tired and want me to stop, just recite aloud salawat. Means you want me to continue, you're not reciting aloud salawat. And now if you want, really want me to, inshallah, continue, recite aloud salawat. Okay, whenever you get tired, just tell me, okay? There are no formalities, oh, it is Maulana, he's delivering the speech. No, no, no. If you're getting tired, or tomorrow at least, you can tell me, you know, your speech was too long. I think it's just 35 minutes, so we can continue for 10 or 15 more minutes. But if you are getting tired, so I don't have to, you know, talk when you are tired. So whenever you get tired, recite aloud salawat, okay? Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Now we've heard how important our habits in our lives. 95% of what we achieve is because of our habits. Aristotle, the philosophical poet Aristotle, is saying that everything starts with a belief, then finish to destiny. So bad habits, bad destiny. Now I want to change my bad habits. I don't want to stay with bad habits. I want to develop good habits. I want to form good habits. How can I develop good habits? How can I form good habits? So now there's a lovely hadith from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam. And from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi alafu tahiyyatu wasalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Imam al-Baqir is saying that if you want to change yourself, there's a lovely point. Man lam yaj'al. Remember this hadith if you could. مَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ وَاعِظًا وَإِنَّ مَوَاعِظَ النَّاسِ لَنْ تُغْنِي عَنْهُ شَيْئًا. What does it mean? Imam is saying, if you want to change yourself, you have the bad habit of hasad, envy. You have the bad habit of being rude with people. You have the bad habit of talking impolitely to people. Any bad habit? I want to change my bad habit. So what should I do? Imam is saying, مَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ وَاعِزًا. If you want to change yourself, you should create an inner voice. A voice from your inside. Unless you don't create the inner voice, you cannot change yourself. Now, you are a smoker, smoking. I'm saying, hey, dear brother, don't smoke. It's very bad. It's going to spoil your lungs. It's going to spoil your life. It's going to spoil your, you know, the whole family. Your children are also being affected by smoking, such. You're not listening. Because you don't feel it's dangerous. Although you listen from everybody. Because there's no inner voice which stops you. But as you create the inner voice, hey, for example, if I'm smoking, alhamdulillah, I'm not a smoker. For example, if I'm smoking, the inner voice has been created. Muhammad Raza, what are you doing? You're smoking. It's dangerous. It's going to harm your lungs. It's going to kill you in 10 years' time. It's going to harm your son. It's going to harm your family. Stop it. It's dangerous. You know, I'll stop it. So the first thing, if you want to change your bad habits, if you are looking towards Namaram, okay? I'm saying don't look towards Namaram. It is a great sin. This. You're not listening. I was saying I'm enjoying. Once I went to Geneva, so a man told me that, Maulana, you say that, you know, we see the whores in after we die in the paradise, but we are also seeing the whores here in Geneva. So I said, you know, these are not whores. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. This is how people, you know, just make themselves happy. Oh, you know, I'm looking to a pretty girl. I'm looking to a pretty woman. But somebody's saying, don't look. If you look towards a Namahram, the arrows of fire will be put in your eyes in the day of judgment.
But you know, it's not affected. Because you don't think.
But the day comes, you create inner voice. The inner voice says, hey, what are you doing? Looking towards Namara? Can you bear to put, you know, a very small needle in your eye? No, I cannot do that. So the arrows of fire will be put in your eyes in the day of judgment. Can you bear that? Can you? This is inner voice, huh? Can you tolerate that?
No, I cannot do that.
So you stop. So this is inner voice. You have to create inner voice. Imam is saying, unless you don't create inner voice,
you cannot change yourself.
But the time, the day you create the inner voice,
yes, now you will stop changing. And this is what Imam Sadiq is saying. Imam is saying, إِنَّكَ قَدْ جُعِلْتَ طَبِيبَ نَفْسِكَ. If you want to change yourself,
so you are the only who can change yourself.
Nobody else can change you. If you want to change yourself, إِنَّكَ قَدْ جُعِلْتَ طَبِيبَ نَفْسِكَ. What does it mean?
You are the doctor of yourself.
Can you explain it? I don't understand.
إِنَّكَ قَدْ جَعَلْتَ طَبِيبَ نَفْسِكَ وَبُيِّنَ لَكَ الدَّاءُ وَعَرَّفْتَ آيَةَ الصِّحَّةِ وَدُلِّلْتَ عَلَى الدَّوَاءِ فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ قِيَامُكَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. This is what Imam Sadiq is saying, that you are the doctor of yourself. You want to change yourself, you have to decide to change.
Unless you don't decide, you cannot change yourself. How? For example, I'm ill. You know, I have a kind of illness, but I don't know what kind of illness I have. So I have to go to the doctor. I went to the doctor. Doctor, I'm feeling very bad. I'm feeling giddy. So can you please tell me what's the reason? The doctor checks, you know, anything he does. And he says, oh, you know, you have, for example, such and such illness. Thank you very much. Now what should I do to heal myself? The doctor says, you know, use these tablets. Thank you very much. How many times a day? 3 times a day. Thank you very much. I got the prescription. I got the medicine. I got the tablets. And I went and put them on the table in my home, in my house, not using them. What do you think? Will I be healed? Yes or no? Will I be cured? No. I say, hey, I went to the doctor, but he didn't heal me. The doctor is not going to heal you. You are the one who is going to heal himself. Take the medicine, use it 3 times a day, as the doctor told you, as the prescription told you, and now, after a week or after 10 days, you'll be healed. So Imam is saying, you are the doctor of yourself. Unless you don't decide, you cannot change your bad habits. But the day you decided, yes, now I want to change myself. Finished. Saying yes is finished. You have to say, yes, I have to leave. You have to decide to leave your bad habits. Inshallah. So from tomorrow, we'll continue these topics. I hope that whatever you're listening, try to learn. It's not, you know, we're not here to see the football match. Just enjoy and go back. Rather, we are in the majlis. We are here to learn something. If you are not learning something, if you've just come here for the enjoyment, I don't want to say anything, just do whatever you want to do. But please, 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 when you are coming to this majlis or any majlis, because, you know, when we are coming to the majlis, it's not a joke. You know, every person who's sitting in front of me, at least maybe he's earning $30, $40 or $50 an hour. So when you come to majlis, when you sit in the majlis, do matam and go back, you know, you are spending 3 hours. So $150 at least, or $100, you are investing. When you invest $100, you have to get something. So when you are investing $100, get something from the program, get something from the speech. Don't just come out. You know, mostly what happens, why did I start this summary competition? Because I felt that, you know, wherever I go, the next year I go, I ask them, hey, what did I recite last year? This year, I don't remember. You know, one of my friends, he went to deliver a speech in a country. So the next year when he was going, I asked him, you know, what is your topic? What are you going to deliver? He said, I will deliver the same thing which I delivered last year. I said, really? Oh, yeah. I said, don't the people will understand? He said, no, people forget the next day. What about the next year? Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And this is the fact. We really forget because we don't come to learn. And if we really come to learn, mashallah, we have so many speeches, we have so many majalis, we have so many programs, that when you start from your age 7 or 6, when you start understanding from at least 10, when you are 10 years old, when you go to 20, 30, 40, when you are 50 years old, you should be PhD, really? You know, we don't get the PhD. This is open university for you all to come here, do your bachelor, do your master's, do your PhDs, beside other PhDs which you are doing at your university. But when you come and write in your mind and try to practice,
Or we've learned today that habits are very important in our life. Bad habits, bad life. Good habits, good life. So try. Practice. To leave your bad habits. How can I change myself? The summary of today's speech, Imam Sadiq said, Imam Bakr said, if you want to change yourself, create inner voice, decide, and you can change. Inshallah, tomorrow and the future nights, I will talk about the hindrances. What are the hindrances? What things are stopping us from changing habits? And what is the process for that? What is the procedure for that? Inshallah. So the summary, inshallah, for the last speech. But every day we have QA session. But this is a new kind of QA session. In all the QA session, usually you ask the Maulana this question. In this QA session, I will ask you a question. And tomorrow, anybody who will bring the best answer, he will get the gift, inshallah. Now, today's question is that it's for brothers and sisters. We have one winner tomorrow. Every day we will have one winner, inshallah. And there's no age limit. Should we keep the age limit? No? Yes? No? No, okay, so no problem. No age limit. It will make us difficult, make the gifts, you know. We have to bring such a good gift that everybody could get that gift. Anyhow, the gift is not important. We want the answers from brothers and sisters that why music is haram. Why listening to songs is haram. And not now. I don't want the answer now. Please write the good answer tomorrow, inshallah, and then bring it here. The best answer, give it to me before my speech. I will check. And the best one, the one who had the best answer, he'll come and give the presentation here. And he'll get the gift, inshallah. So this is the question for all brothers and sisters. No age limit, even 10 years old, 20 years old, 50 years old. I want good proofs, good lovely. Like for example, you have a Christian friend, atheist friend. And he's saying, hey, why are you listening to the music? Why don't you listen to the music? Why don't you listen to the songs? I don't know if you really don't listen. So why don't you listen to the songs? Why don't you listen to the music? So how can you defend? What answer you can give? I want those good answers, okay? So this is a question for you. Every day I'll try to give one question and inshallah we'll have one winner. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Wa ajjal fali. Achha, ab ye bataiye ki masail Urdu mein padhe ya English mein hi padhe? Dekhe pehle Urdu wale haath uthaye. अच्छा उर्दू वाले लग रहा है कम है पक्की बात यही है मसाइब अब इंग्लिश वाले आते हैं माय गॉड सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि मुहम्मद व आले मुहम्मद सो यू नो विल डू एक दिन इंग्लिश में पढ़ेंगे मसाइब एक दिन उर्दू में पढ़ेंगे ताकि बेचारे दूसरे मोमिनिन भी आ रहे हैं तो वो जरा नाराज ना हो لیکن آج انگلش میں پڑھ لیتے ہیں کیونکہ اکثر لوگوں نے انگلش کو پڑھ دیا صلوات علی محمد و آل محمد وعجل فرجا Dear brothers and sisters, when you recite Masaib again, you shouldn't, you know, just feel that he is reciting Masaib and he has to cry and I shouldn't do anything. In Masaib, when somebody is taking the name of Imam Hussein. So, you know, this is love of Imam Hussein in our hearts. Inshallah, tomorrow I'll try to talk. The devil worshippers are trying to take out love of Imam Hussein from our hearts. So, love of Imam Hussein is in our hearts. So if you really love Imam Hussein, inshallah you love. Whenever the name of Imam Hussein comes in your eyes, try to shed tears. Don't just feel shy, oh, people are looking at me. No. Whenever the name of Imam Hussein is taken, try to shed tears, even if the whole world is looking towards you. Do you know why? Because it has been narrated, when Majlis of Imam Hussein has been arranged, when the people come to the Majlis of Imam Hussein, when the scholar, when the speaker talks about the musibat of Imam Hussein, when the people start shedding tears, when the people start crying, Bibi Sakina, the little daughter of Imam Hussein,
يوم بيبي سكينة. She was 3 years old, daughter of Imam Hussein. It has been narrated that Bibi Zainab and Bibi Sakina come to this majalis. Why I'm saying try to shed tears? The reason is this. When the mu'min sheds tear, when a mu'mina sheds tear, Bibi Sakina asks her auntie Zainab. What does Bibi Sakina ask her auntie Zainab? Bibi Sakina says, oh my auntie Zainab, why are these people shedding tears for my father Hussein? Oh my auntie Zainab, are they relatives of my father Hussein? Why are they crying for Hussein? Do you know what does Bibi Zainab says? Bibi Zainab says, they are those who love your father. Your father is their beloved. They are azadar of your father Hussein. They are the mourners of your father Hussein. When Sakina hears these sentences, do you know what does Sakina, the little daughter of Hussein, says? Sakina cries and says, oh my auntie Zainab, if these people were in Karbala, my little brother Asghar was not killed. Maybe Sakina looks to your tears. She says, oh my auntie Zainab, if these people were in Karbala, nobody would have killed my father Hussein. Oh my auntie Zainab, if these people who are shedding tears for my father Hussein, if they existed in Karbala, if they were in Karbala, no one would have dared to pull your veil, ya Zainab. Now inshallah, to make the little daughter of Hussein happy, try to shed tears. Everybody say, ya Hussein, oh, ya Hussein, oh, ya Hussein. Loudly. Ya Hussein, oh, ya Hussein, oh, ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, oh, loudly. Ya Hussein, oh, ya Hussein, oh, ya Hussein, ya Hussein, oh. Ya Hussein, oh, ya Hussein, oh, ya Hussein, ya Hussein, oh, ya Hussein, oh, ya Hussein, ya Hussein, oh. Ya Allah, in the name of little daughter, 3 years old daughter of Hussein. She was really oppressed. Why do we cry? We cry because the little daughter was really oppressed. Just imagine, some of you are 6 years old, some are 10 years old. Just imagine if somebody comes and slaps you. undeterred. But Sakina was 3 years old. People slapped her so much that blood came out of her face. It's been narrated, Bibi Sakina, when she was brought to the downtown of Kufa, Bibi Sakina was with Bibi Zainab. Once Bibi Sakina looked towards her auntie Zainab. Bibi Sakina wanted to say something, but she did not say anything. Bibi Zainab asked Sakina, what do you want to say?
Sakina, if you want to say anything, please tell me.
Because Sakina, your uncle Abbas is not here. Your brother Ali ibn al-Akbar is not here. If you don't tell me to who you want to tell, what do you want? Sakina said, Auntie, you really want me to say what do I want? Bibi Zainab said, yes, Sakina. Now Bibi Sakina said, Auntie Zainab, I am thirsty, I want water. And Sakina said, I'm thirsty, I want water. Bibi Zainab said, Sakina, be quiet. I don't think anybody will give you water. Those who kill your father thirsty, those who killed your suckling brother Ali ibn al-Asghar thirsty, I don't think they will give you water. Now some women who heard Bibi Sakina and Zainab talking about water, one of them went back to her home and she brought water. And she gave water to Bibi Zainab. She didn't know that this is Lady Zainab. She said, oh lady, give this water to your little child Sakina and ask her to pray for me and ask her to do dua for me. Bibi Zainab said, Sakina, first pray for this woman, first do dua for this woman, and after that drink the water. Now Bibi Sakina raised her head, and the woman who brought water for the first time, she saw her face. The woman saw the little 3 years old girl, but her face is injured. So many people have slapped her. When the woman saw Bibi Sakina, woman forgot her wishes. Bibi Sakina asked, oh lady, what is your dua? What is your supplication? The lady said, my first dua is that, oh orphan girl, pray that Allah never makes my children orphan like you. I don't know how did Sakina pray. Sakina maybe raised her hands and say, Ya Allah, in the name of my brother Ali ibn al-Asghar, don't let her children become orphan like me. Now Bibi Sakina asked the woman, what is your second wish? The woman said, O orphan girl, pray that I could go to Medina, the city of the Prophet. Now when Bibi Zainab heard the name of her city, Medina, Bibi asked her, Oh lady, why do you want to go to Medina? The lady said to Bibi Zainab, Oh lady, I want to go to Medina to see my master Hussein. I want to go to Medina to see my master Abbas. I want to go to Medina to see my lady Zainab. Now Bibi Zainab said, Oh lady, if you see Zainab in the downtown of Kufa, will you recognize that she is Zainab? Now when Bibi Zainab asked this question, the woman got angry and said, Take her name with respect. Zainab is not ordinary woman. Zainab is daughter of Ali and Zahra. Don't take her name like this. She is sister of Abbas and Hussein. Zainab is not an ordinary lady like you. Now Bibi Zainab said, Oh woman, didn't you recognize me? Ana Zainab, I am Zainab, daughter of Ali. The woman started shedding tears. Bibi, who has brother like Abbas, the lady who has brother like Hussein, how can she come in the downtown of Kufa? Bibi Zainab said, Abbas was martyred, Hussein was martyred. Ya Allah, in the name of Lady Zainab, in the name of Bibi Sakina, help us that we could shed tears for Imam Hussein. Increase love of Imam Hussein in our hearts. Help us that we could change our bad habits. Help us that we could make our masters happy from us. Recite Surah